The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's some rumblings out there as we get closer to the winter meetings, which will take place in early December. Yeah, you've got the bigger names out there, Juan Soto doing meetings and things like that. But realistically, where can the Royals improve this roster? We've talked about there's actually only a few spots based off of the roster crunch other than trading away prospects or pieces, whether they're prospects or not. But the latest rumbling out there centers around the Philadelphia Phillies. And the reason why that organization is interesting to follow, they've been very successful, but it's an aging roster. That roster's starting to get a little bit older, which was why at first I was surprised to see that the name Alec Bohm came up, because he's only, 27 years old? He's not one of the 32-year-old players, but they want to bring back some prospects and some youth, maybe their organization. Third base is one area we know the Royals could improve.
Okay, this is a layup. Do it. Trade for him. He's got a full year of control this year in 2025. He doesn't become a free agent until after the 2026 season. So he's not an expensive player for you to acquire in the short term. And if there was a single position on the field, Gold, where I'd say you could improve to the stage of you have a guaranteed thing, it even makes sense for the Phillies. You trade Bohm. You trade them Michael Garcia. You give them other prospects. And instead of 4 years of Michael Garcia, you only get two of Bohm. But you get a player who was a three war player last year, hit 280, had a 332 on base. There's your leadoff hitter. Your leadoff hitter at third base. Does he have the power you typically want at third? No, but you don't get that power anyway now.
Yeah.
At third base. It is borderline a perfect fit. Look, I understand the odds would tell you that they are also one of the three or four biggest favorites for Alex Bregman.
10-1 offshore odds.
Sure, but that's one of the three or four biggest favorites. Same as Santander. So, like, some of the players right now that I would also be interested in that happen to be outfielders instead of infielders are also available to Kansas City. But at the free agent price tag, it sometimes can go up. Sometimes it's probably going to get $100 million. I don't know what Bregman's going to get, but probably something similar. Bohm has 2 years of control, is 27 years old. If you like what you see, you can continue that storyline within Kansas City. He can be your leadoff hitter. He can be a middle of the order. Whatever you need, he covers those things. And for the low, low price of a couple of prospects, and I understand their system's a little dry, I don't see why you wouldn't make a call on if the Phillies are actually willing to trade him. Doesn't this feel like kind of a perfect fit in Alec Bohm?
Well, it makes a ton of sense. What we don't know, and it's hard to say right now, is you, one, obviously there's going to be competition for that because everything. If we're
everything
saying,
we just said, other teams are saying.
Yeah, sure. If it's a perfect fit here, there's, I don't know, six other teams, you know, maybe that's too many, but you get the point. Five, six other teams that probably are looking at it the same way. Like, okay, we can definitely use a third baseman. He's not a free agent till 2027. He's arbitration eligible. We can handle that. Not gonna break the bank. What's the compensation getting back? Ultimately, the Phillies, of course, I don't know what specifically they're looking for, but do the Royals match up? All the time we can talk about trades, do the two sides match up in terms of what each is looking? The Royals might be looking, and we know they're looking for a leadoff hitter. Third base would be an upgrade. Do they match up? What are the Phillies looking for? Was it prospects?
Do they like Michael Garcia? Yeah. Do they like some of the pitching?
Is it prospects they're only wanting back? Or do they want a big league ready player as well?
Like the Royals used to do.
Yeah. Are they looking for pitching help? I honestly don't know. We're not in Philadelphia. But that would be my question that I would have. What are they looking, not just flat out the overall cost, but is there a particular position they're wanting back? Do the Royals have what they need? That could be why you make or break the trade.
I think what's interesting about this is if you want the major league ready, I actually think that's a better fit for the Royals if they want players that still help them now, because they can take the downgrade, hypothetically, at third base. And then the Royals can still offer major league ready pitching. They technically, and I know that this sounds crazy for the Royals, they currently have too many arms for the big league level that they can use regularly. Their system still needs some catching up. This is where they kind of run into a problem. But what we're talking about with, like, there's kind of a log jam at the back end, is what I mean. Lynch and Marsh and Kyle Wright and Bubich, and like there's kind of a log jam at the back end of, or Singer. There's a log jam at the back end of the rotation. Long reliever, not long reliever. What are they here? Their version of their offense, where if they like, now, same problem. They have to like one of those players.
Yeah.
I don't know if I haven't talked to the Phillies. I don't know if they like any of those players. But if they like some of the pitching or any of the pitchers that are available to them, and they like the future that Maikel Garcia can offer, and I'm like, look, Maikel could just get better here, and they could just roll the dice. He is certainly a young player who has shown me things that make me think he has a chance to be a really good player in major leagues. I'm just telling you, like, if you want to compete right now, one guy is better now. Bowman's better now.
Are you willing to take, and I haven't looked at the deeper numbers. I don't know if someone's asking about the defense of Alec Bohm. Are you willing to take a little bit of a drop off defensively? Because we know Maikel's got a great glove at third base. Are you willing to take the drop off there for the bat? I am. I think they got enough defense everywhere else on the roster, frankly. And we know that's typically, you know, sometimes they have been a defense and speed first based on the ballpark and everything. And it's obviously worked in some cases. In other cases, it hasn't. I think the answer on the surface is yes, I would be willing to take the slight decrease potentially in defense. And it's not like Alec Bohm's bad. You can pull up some of the metrics. I'm sure you're looking at them right now. How much different are they?
87th percentile.
Okay.
He's got a weak arm, but he ranks as a very good third baseman.
I think the offense, though,
out above average, 87th percentile.
Okay. All right. There you go. Offensively, and for a leadoff spot that you desperately need help, very much interested. But as the text line is pointing out, throwing out names, I honestly, it's much different than the NFL. Like, we have a good idea of what compensation it takes to acquire a player in the NFL. I'll be completely honest with you guys. Someone says Marsh and Maikel, does that get it done? I have no idea. On the surface, I would say no, but I don't know. Is it a Singer and a somebody? Is it your top, one of your top 10 prospects plus a big league? I really don't know, man. Do you, like, that's, baseball's tough. Without talking to somebody involved,
yeah.
I really don't know what it takes to acquire a player like Alec Bohm.
That's probably in the ballpark of what
pun
a team
intended
would accept. But yeah, it is a, here's the problem with the metric end of this, is that teams don't do what the rest of us do. Most in the NFL and the other things, they trade picks. Those have an assigned value that everyone agrees on in the NFL. They have a value. Everyone agrees they have a value, and they all have a similar value based on that. The problem in baseball is everything you trade is not draft pick related. It is prospect related. And I'll just tell you right now, if the Phillies are looking at the Royals' top 20 minor league prospects, that doesn't mean anything to them. A guy being ranked 11, they might like guy 31 more. The Royals might like guy 31 more. It's all based on just like who you like. Now, look, there's a range. They're probably going to be looking for a top 30 guy, top 40. You know, like, they're going to be looking for a good prospect. But what level of prospect that guy is kind of a guess. I did look it up, by the way. Maikel Garcia is the 75th percentile of outs above average, so they're in a similar range, but has a significantly better arm strength metric, at least on that end. So, Bohm, less of a strong arm, but also does fine. Like, you're not getting a significant drop off at third
base. We'll see. I mean, if it's a very competitive market, then yeah, of course the price goes up. I mean, all that is stuff we just don't have a good feeling yet, but got excited. I think a lot of people maybe got excited if they saw that.
I kind of want to see him add one more bat, I think. Like, I'm comfortable, and I understand the idea of, I do, I understand the idea of just sticking with these players and going to those players and just being like, you know what? These guys got us there. Let's see if they can get us there again. And let's believe that development will continue similar to that in the 2014-2015 run. But it feels like you take a lot of the variables of, is this a playoff team out? If just in one of those positions where you're asking development to occur, you just lock in a known commodity. Just one.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.